Welcome, inspired viewers, to this week's edition of Healthy Living, once again featuring Dr. Judith Orloff, who advocates using intuition, constructive energy, and spirituality to achieve physical and emotional healing. Dr. Orloff is a board-certified psychiatrist who has been recognized by U.S. publication Body and Soul magazine as one of our nation's top doctors. As the newspaper USA Today states, Dr. Orloff voices the message that intuition works as a potent therapeutic force that can help us lead smarter, saner lives. Dr. Orloff is a member of Natural Health magazine's advisory board, an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California, Los Angeles, USA, and an international lecturer. She is also author of the international bestseller, Emotional Freedom, which has been made into a public television special in the United States and DVD entitled Judith Orloff, MD, Emotional Freedom Now. Her other bestsellers include Positive Energy, Dr. Judith Orloff's Guide to Intuitive Healing, and Second Sight.
Intuition is about being receptive. All right, but just know the basic difference between thinking and intuition. Thinking is A plus B equals C. Thinking is analyzing. Intuition is tuning in and receiving. All right, big difference. And intuition comes through in transmissions. It goes fast, very fast. So you have to catch it. So many people miss intuitions because they're thinking. And they come in very fast, and it's as if you don't even remember it. You get the information that comes in, but it's so fast, like a flash, in and out, you forget it, or you dismiss it, or you say something like, this is so weird, this doesn't make sense. You know, that kind of thing. This is so weird is a statement that the mind makes all the time about intuition. And I want you to be prepared for this, because when you're making decisions and you're taking a risk and you're listening to something other than the mind, you're listening to your intuition, the mind will have a commentary on it. We live in an over-technologized culture. Everybody is thinking, scheming, trying to figure things out. And in Western culture, we're not given the kind of support and the kind of enthusiasm to develop the still small voice inside, you know, to take time and say, don't think so much.
Dr. Orloff has several strategies to quiet an active mind and hear the inner voice of intuition. One method involves making changes to one's life on a physical level.
I'm a big believer in physical exercise, you know, to really move the body. Because a lot of people just sit all the time. They sit at a desk at work, they sit. And mental health and emotional health is so dependent on the body moving. And dancing or running or walking or some kind of Tai Chi or Qigong or something like that to get the body's energies moving. Because if somebody just sits day after day after day, it can't be good for the body. It can't. It has to have some kind of movement.
Another approach that Dr. Orloff recommends to bring forth one's intuition involves looking within and practicing inner contemplation.
One of the techniques that I talk about in Emotional Freedom is the 3-minute meditation, which is learning how to follow the breath to get very quiet inside so that they learn how to go into their still place inside and then listen and maybe focus on a positive image or focus on something very spiritual that moves them. And in those 3 minutes, to just stay calm, focused, and then tune into their intuition. Because the intuition comes from that still space. And everyone who wants to learn emotional freedom or tune into their intuition has to be able to find that still space inside. So with each patient and all my readers, I really emphasize that. And my spiritual practice is meditation.
Dr. Orloff believes that overanalyzing an issue can lead to one's intuition being blocked, thus making a choice between different alternatives a steeper challenge. To overcome this obstacle, she has another technique to make it easier to access the tool of intuition.
There was a recent article in Science magazine that said it is better to sleep on big decisions than make them right away. All right, this was a huge leap for a very conventional journal to make. When they were evaluating how decisions were made, they found with subjects that if somebody slept on a decision, if you have a big decision to make, let's say about a move or about a job, if you sleep on it, the result of your decision will be better than if you just keep thinking about it. And the result of this science article was that overthinking can stop good decision making. All right, this is big. This is something you really need to know. When you're stuck in a problem and you don't know how to get out of it, what you need to do is balance the thought with the intuition. I've known this since I've been a little girl. I sleep on decisions, I dream about decisions, and then that helps me make them. But however, in traditional Western culture, this is not a given. And the science article was a major step ahead in getting through to the scientific community that maybe thinking isn't the only answer.
After this brief pause, we'll hear more from Dr. Judith Orloff about tapping into one's intuition. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, featuring Dr. Judith Orloff, who is an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at the University of California, Los Angeles, an international lecturer, and a best-selling author. Dr. Orloff has recently released a revised edition of her book, Second Sight, An Intuitive Psychiatrist Tells Her Extraordinary Story and Shows You How to Tap Your Own Inner Wisdom, and kindly shared with us some details about the work.
Tell us a little bit more about the book, and what is the book about? How is it different from Emotional Freedom?
Well, Second Sight is part memoir, and it's part how-to in terms of developing intuition. So Second Sight is my journey about how I came into my intuitive voice, and then the second part of the book is how to develop intuition, such as how to remember your dreams and interpret your dreams, and how to look into the dream world for guidance and intuition, which is really a powerful way that I tune into intuition is through my dreams. Every morning, the first thing I do is remember my dreams and interpret them before I start the day.
We asked Dr. Orloff to give an example from her own life of drawing upon a dream for help when she was facing a challenge.
For instance, when I was writing Emotional Freedom, I was writing the chapter on frustration. And when I wrote the chapter, I intentionally invited frustration in so I could learn from it to develop patience. That's part of how I write. It's very experiential. But when I was writing that chapter, I developed writer's block as part of the frustration. And I kept pushing and pushing, and nothing would come out. And I couldn't get in touch with my creativity and my ideas. And I kept forcing it, everything wrong. And then I had a dream with a phone number. And then I called it the next day. And it was funny because a man answered the phone and he said, UCLA Labor and Delivery Room, which was, I was pushing so hard and I got the exact right place. So it made me laugh and it made me lighten up, cosmic humor. And so, you know, it was a synchronicity. I was on the right track, but just lighten up a little bit. So that phone number and that experience helped me to lighten up via the dream. Dreams are a powerful vehicle for intuition that we can tap into every night, and everyone can be taught how to do this. I have a technique where I teach people to have a dream journal, keep a pen by the dream journal, and then ask a question before you go to sleep at night. And it could be, how can I have better health? Something like that. And then you go to sleep, wake up, and in the morning, the first 5 minutes, you stay quiet in the hypnagogic state between sleep and waking, and remember the dreams, write it down, and then see how the dream answered your question.
Decision-making on a significant matter can be daunting at times and cause stress and anxiety in our lives. Here's a tip from Dr. Orloff on how to make better choices by using intuition.
Now, to make intuitive decisions about anything, there are a number of steps to go through. Step one is develop your belief system. Step two is listen to your body or your gut. Step three is learn to tune in. Step four is notice your energy level. And step five is listen to your dreams. These are five ways that you can apply to intuitive decision making. And with any decision that you're about to make, you can apply all these. And if one doesn't work, you go to the next. So I use all of these in concert. As a psychiatrist with patients, I'm constantly using these intuitive techniques as I'm listening to somebody, or intuitively. It's very important to listen intuitively.
To close, here are some thoughts from Dr. Orloff about the future integration of intuition into the field of Western medicine.
I have hope that eventually intuition will just be part of medicine. It's about combining traditional medicine and intuition. It's not using one or the other. It's knowing when to use either or both. And so it's just accumulating wisdom from any source. Now, I listen to people in my life. When I wake up and I go out of my door every day, I listen to the wisdom that comes from me from every source. I don't have a bias. I just listen. I'm very grateful. Whatever is given to me, I'll receive. And I think that's the same that can help patients, just being open to all wisdom sources as a physician and incorporating that to help others. That's my philosophy.
Thank you, Dr. Judith Orloff, for assisting others to achieve better health, both physically and mentally, higher spirits, and enhanced well-being through your work. We wish you the very best in your efforts to bring intuition into the practice of Western medicine and all your other future endeavors. For more details on Dr. Orloff, please visit www.drjudithorloff.com. Books by Dr. Orloff are available at the same website. Astute viewers, we've enjoyed your company on this week's edition of Healthy Living. Up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May we all enjoy everlasting inner peace and contentment.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.